Equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to U.S. Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with State Hard Coach Doug Goltz. The Irish getting ready to go back into action. The state tournament coach, it's been a little run here for the Irish getting back here. I mean, I remember a number of years ago, you win a lot. Then there's this long lull, you know, are we ever going to get back? And then, boy, since that, it's been pretty consistent. Just hats off to the program and what you've got going at Sacred Heart and back again this year.
Yeah, I'm really proud of this team because there were times where I doubt many people gave us a chance to be in the state tournament. You know, we were 7-6 midway through the season. But again, these guys just kept working hard. And, over time, we figured some things out a little bit better and started shooting the ball better. And we're back in the state tournament. You know, that's the number one goal. Is get to the state tournament, and then hopefully we play our best basketball.
Mm-hmm. Shooting the ball well, I mean, gosh, the last 2 to 3 weeks, kids have been so hot from the outside. You hope that continues, but it's just been really impressive to watch.
Yeah, I mean, when the ball goes in, it makes everything work better. Even your defense, I think, is mm-hmm. better when kids are making shots. So it's been a good thing that, you know, we've made shots here lately. It opens up the court a little bit more for the inside game too. You know, you never know if you're going to shoot well, but we have definitely shot well lately.
Mm-hmm. That outside shooting has kind of opened things up a little bit for Joe Simon as well. In the middle, he's had some times in there where it's been really tough for him. I know he wasn't always the healthiest at various times during the year, but he's come on and maybe as much as scoring once in a while, his passing from inside has really been impressive lately.
Yeah, a lot of the outside shots come as a result of Joe kicking it out, the shooters. Joe's been probably the most consistent player for us. He's our leading scorer and leading rebounder, and he's been pretty steady. I mean, I think we're a balanced team. We don't have a lot of big scorers or anything, which I think is a good thing. But yeah, Joe's done a really nice job of getting the ball to people.
As far as the opening round opponent, Parkview Christian, it's certainly not a team that you're unfamiliar with. You've been playing them for a number of years, different places, including state tournament last year. Very disappointing loss to them last year. I'm sure the boys are looking forward to get another shot at them.
Yeah, this will be the fourth year in a row to play Parkview in the state tournament. 3 years ago, we beat them in the semifinal. 2 years ago, we beat them in the final. And then last year, they beat us in the semifinal. So very good team, very good program. They're definitely the team to beat, I guess, when they're the reigning champs. And they've got some very good players coming back off of their last year's team.
Mm-hmm. Players you'd be concerned with for Parkview tonight?
Well, their three guards are very athletic. You know, our goal is to try to stay in front of them and not let them get to the rim because they're very quick. They handle the ball well. Victor Kowalowski, very good point guard. Terrence Pittman and also Maurice Reedy. Those three kids are three of the better athletes for sure in our class. And they're just so good at getting to the rim and then getting into the paint and pitching it out to their shooters because they shoot the ball really well too. So that'll probably be the toughest chore is trying to stay in front of those guys and not letting them break our defense down.
And as far as your team, what's the plan for tonight?
Well, we need to make them play defense. I mean, they're a high-scoring team. You know, they come down and maybe one, two passes, and then somebody's looking to shoot it because they have very good scorers. But we have to make them play defense. We can't come down and chuck up shots that aren't in the best for us. We need to make them play defense, make them have to defend. I'm hoping that our inside game can be something that will give them trouble. I mean, they've got good height. They've got a couple 6'5 starters. They're also very solid players. But I'm hoping that our balance and just making them have to guard is something that will work in our favor.
Kind of get to stay home. It's kind of nice to have a little consistency. You guys can be in school most of the day. Thursday, head up there. Thursday night, play the basketball game. Kind of like a normal day, which is kind of nice sometimes for that first round game.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what you're going to get. Morning game, night game. I mean, I think kids are ready to play whatever time of day it is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, our schedule this year, you know, if we win Thursday, we're playing the last game of the session all three nights if things go right. I think that's good. Probably the thing that is more to Parkview's advantage is obviously they're right there in Lincoln.
Right.
So they're not going to be driving for 2 hours. But I really feel like, you know, our kids will be well prepared and they'll be ready to play and just got to go out and play well tonight.
You have that. This comes up a lot for Save Your Heart, especially your boys. Girls state tournament last week. I think I saw most of the boys at all the games going to Lincoln. I know you had them come back and had to have them come back and practice, get ready for the state tournament. So a lot of moving parts in the last week or so.
Yeah, the girls state tournament's a great distraction. I mean, it does cause us to have to work around that, and we had to practice at some odd times. The kids had to come back, obviously, which can be tiring, but they're young and that's really no big deal to them. But I think it's a big plus just that our boys are at that state tournament in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a plus that our girls are there. It's certainly something that we have to work around with our schedule to get ready for our state tournament, but it's all good and it really turned out great for our girls.
Mm-hmm. Doug, one of the things I've heard this year, they said the same thing in the girls, they're saying to the boys, you don't know. You look at D2 and you don't know who's going to come out of this thing. Is it wide open as it looks?
I totally agree. I think that all eight teams are eight of the best teams. There's a couple really good teams that I think also would have done well, but there just were a lot of good D2 teams this year. And I think if you just look at the seeding, I mean, Parkview's the three, yet they're the mm-hmm. reigning champs and the number one team that's rated in the newspapers. Santee is very athletic. They were number one in the wild card points for quite a bit of the season. They're very athletic. And then you've got some teams that are back that are always there. Osceola, we played in the third place game last year. Why not? They might be the best team. They are the one seed. So I think there's just a number of teams that could do it. It's just who can put three good games together.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll let you go. Good luck tonight, and hopefully we can do this again for another late-night session Friday.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass
It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Do you struggle with emphysema, asthma, or other lung issues? Did you know Nemaha County Hospital offers a monthly outpatient pulmonology clinic with a pulmonologist that is board certified in sleep medicine? They are able to assess your pulmonology needs as well as any sleep issues you may be experiencing. All you need is a referral from your primary care physician. You can even follow up in one of our weekly pulmonary rehabilitation classes. This is just one of the many services provided by our respiratory therapy team at Nemaha County Hospital. We're giving our best so you can live your best.
High school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
Good evening, everybody. From the Bond Advantage Center, Lincoln, Nebraska, time for the Class D2 boys, the first round game between the fourth ranked Fall City City Heart Irish and the number one ranked Parkview Christian Patriots. Despite those rankings, Parkview is the number three seed. St. Heart is the number six seed coming into this tournament. Good evening, Randy.
Well, John, it's been an interesting D2 tournament bracket so far today. In the games completed earlier today, Wyandotte struggled quite a bit with Paxton. Finally got about a 10-point win over Paxton, so they advanced. SEM came back and upset Osceola. That was the number five seed beating number four. They have advanced, so SEM will meet Wyandotte, and that'll be tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. here at the Devaney Center. The game just prior to this one to decide who the opponent will be for the winner of our game coming up. Quite a ball game, John. Shelton led Santee by 13 at halftime. Santee came out like a house of fire in the third quarter, led by as much as 8 late in the ball game. Santee had the game pretty well put away there. They were up by 3 with less than a minute to go, and then what can only be described as a dead ball foul. Yeah, foul occurred out on the court away from play. One of the Santee players threw a forearm into the face of one of the Shelton players, knocking him to the floor. It was called an intentional foul. Santee went to the other end, hit a pair of free throws to tie it, and it eventually went on to win the ball game, 72-68, Shelton over Santee. So the winner of our upcoming game between Parkview Christian and Fall City Sacred Heart will be facing Shelton tomorrow night at 7:45 here at the Devaney Center. Should that be the Irish, and we hope it will, that game will be heard live here on Sunny 101.3.
And on KTNC.
Yeah, and KTNC. So that is what has happened today in the D2 tournament. If you weren't aware and weren't following along on what took place yesterday in C1, Auburn got the win over Wahoo. They will face Omaha Concordia tomorrow morning in the C1 semifinal action. That's a 9 o'clock tip-off. We'll have that on Sunny 101.3 with a pregame around 8:40, 8:45. At 10:45, immediately following that, live from, we'll have the game coming up. Yeah, I've lost my place on here, John. Where'd I go?
Tomorrow morning, Johnson Brock.
Yeah, there you go.
10:45.
Yeah, that follows the Auburn game. So Auburn at 9. Johnson Brock will be at 10:45. They'll take on Maywood Hayes Center, and that'll be from here at the Devaney Center. So we've got a lot of basketball coming up any way you slice it here, John, in the next couple of days.
It's going to be a fun couple more days here. The Irish come in here underdogs tonight. This is the team that beat them, knocked them out of the championship round last year, beat St. Hart in the semifinals. The game was a one-point game in the fourth quarter. The Irish ended up losing by double digits when the squad from Parkview just went crazy at the free throw line, Randy.
Yeah, that's how that one wrapped up. So any way you slice it, it's going to be a great ball game tonight here at the Devaney Center. Let's just move right to our starting lineups, John. For Parkview Christian, Victor Kochaluski. Kochaluski, a 6'1 senior, 19 points per ball game. Terrence Pittman. Pittman, a junior at 6', 10.5 points per game. Maurice Reed. Reed is a 6'2 senior, 19 points per ball game. Braden Ulrich, 6'5 and a senior, 7.2 points per game. And Kian Simonson, a senior at 6'5", he averages 7.2 points per ball game. Those are the starters we were given for the Patriots. For the Sacred Heart Irish, 18-8 on the season, coached by head coach Doug Goltz. They'll go with Jack Stice, a 6'2 junior, 7.8 points per game. Evan Keatley, 6'1 and a senior, 12.2 points per contest. Joe Simon, a 6'4 junior. He averages just over 13 per ball game. James Freshel, 6 foot and a junior, 4.7 points per game. And Sam Dunn is a 6 foot senior, averaging 9 points per ball game. All right, we're getting set for the introduction of starting lineups here. We'll step aside for a 2 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back once again to the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. The Sacred Heart Irish, 18-8 on the year, getting ready to do battle with the Parkview Christian Patriots. They are 23-3. And boy, John, we've seen some good ball games so far in the last couple of weeks here in Lincoln, and I see no reason why this shouldn't be one of the better ones right here.
Should be a good game. St. Hart has been red hot from the outside. That'll be important again, because they're going to have to depend a little bit of the plays inside by Parkview. Parkview's going to have a little size advantage. So have a big night from Joe Simon, and those guys are going to have to stay hot outside.
Yeah, can't wait to see how the matchup works out here. Sacred Heart tonight, the visiting team, they will be decked out in their green jerseys, green shorts with the white numerals. Parkview Christian, the home team, in their white uniforms, white jerseys, white shorts. We are just finishing up the introduction of the starters for Sacred Heart. Now we'll meet the starters for the Parkview Christian Patriots. Again, for Sacred Heart, it's Stice, Deeply, Simon, Freshel, and Dunn. One thing that concerns you when you look at these point totals for Parkview Christian, John, you got Victor Kochalewski averaging 19 points per game, and so is Maurice Reed. When you've got two players averaging 19 each, and then you have another in double figures in Pittman at 10.4, that's a pretty balanced scoring attack there to try and shut down.
It certainly is. The Irish will, you know, like the girls last week, the Irish bring their defense with them. Well, Parkview, I mean, I'm sure I've seen some good teams. I don't know if they'll see anybody play defense the way Sacred Heart does.
All right, the two teams meeting now at midcourt for the traditional handshake, and we're just moments away from getting underway. This is the final game of the first round of the D2 bracket. The other three winners, as we said, why not SEM? That's Sumner, Eddyville, Miller, and Shelton. Those are the other three that have already advanced to the semifinals. This is the last spot that we have to decide here between the Irish and Parkview Christian. Once again, don't forget tomorrow morning, the Auburn Bulldogs at 9 o'clock, the Johnson Rock Eagles at 10:45. We'll have both games live here on Sunny 101.3. We hope you will join us for those broadcasts. Here with your first quarter play-by-play is Sunny 101.3's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. The Irish are going right to left as we look at it here in the first half. Simon will step it in at center circle against Maurice Reed, a 6'2 senior. The official readjusts everybody, and Simon will get the tip. Irish in the backcourt to Freshel and to Sam Dunn. Say Hart, a couple of juniors, three seniors in the starting lineup. Dunn off the right side to Keithley. It'd be great for the Irish to see him get off that first three-pointer. Dunn for three, short off the rim. Rebound brought down by the Patriots. The front court with it, Victor Kechelowski. Kechelowski will hand off to Aaron Pittman. Pittman gives it away to Reed, and a lob underneath. Out of bounds it goes, way too high on that first one. Turnover by the Patriots. Evan Keithley will inbound the ball for the Irish of Sam Dunn. No pressure here. First quarter underway at the Devaney Center. Dunn up the floor on the left side, hands off to Jack Stice. Moving to the right, around the top, pulls up, is inside to Simon. Boy, he drew a crowd in a hurry. Out to Dunn, back it goes pressure to Dunn, left wing. And he'll go inside to Simon. Joe Simon back in against two. Up, no good. Simon on the floor, Reed coming down with the rebound on the run. Kicks it out to the left corner. Three-pointer on the way by Pittman. Won't go. Dunn for a receiver. It'll be Simon tipping the ball over to Freshall. Freshall, front court, top of the key. Off the right side to Keithley. Keithley, and he'll stop. Out it goes. Freshall, three ball, short, no good. Simon, the rebound, up and in. So Simon with the rebound. The Irish have 2-0 at the 6:39 mark. Front court, Terrence Pittman with the basketball. Off to Kechelowski. Kechelowski gets it right back. Handed on the sideline, gets the three. Now back, out top we go. Got it away for Reed, no good. Goes in, gets his own rebound, out of bounds. Came along to take Hart. All right, take Hart basketball, done with it. Done moving up the floor. Done over to the right side, gives it back to Keithley. Keithley, three ball is short, no good. And the rebound comes down again to Maurice Reed on the run the other way. And a turnover by the Patriots. Sorry about that technical difficulty there. We'll try to figure out what's going on with that. 2-0, Sacred Heart. A miss on their end. Now they get it back, and up the floor they come. Front court with it, Sam Dunn off the left side, Stice. Stice moving right, used up the drill, Simon top of the key, down the lane he goes, right side, lost it, and we got a reach-in foul, call here against the Patriots.
Simon tried to drive the baseline and got fouled. I think that's going to be on Ulrich, and that's Braden Ulrich and Ulrich's first personal team foul number one on the Patriots.
From the baseline, Dunn into Keithley on the right elbow. Back to Dunn, back to Keithley. Out top with the dribble with the left hand. He's guarded out there by Braden Ulrich. And now it's Dunn the point off to Stice. Now on the live in the lane, Simon off the glass. It's a hit down and a foul on the Patriots here. Sacred Heart up 4-0, and Joe Simon will go to the line to make it a 5-0 lead here to start.
Foul on Keon Simons in his first team foul number two on the Patriots.
Joe Simon at the line, ready, high as the basket, it's up, it's good. Doug Gould said he's been our most consistent player from start to now this year, and he's got the first 5 points of the ballgame for Sacred Heart. The other way to Reed, over he goes to Kechelowski. High post, over, and a drive by Pittman. Shut off, in the middle, it goes, and turnover by the Patriots. Their third turnover already, Randy.
Irish off to a good start here defensively, as well as down at the offensive end with Simon.
5:19 to go in the first quarter. The front court, Sam Dunn, right side to Stice. Stice faking, moving now to Simon, way out beyond the three-point line at the elbow. Back to Keithley, thought about it, didn't. Now gets it away, it's up, it's off the front, no good. It finds its way back to him. He drives in, gets mugged, and a foul. Oh, he got called for traveling.
He collided with Simonson. He and Simonson probably goes 250 pounds. I'm going to guess he's 6'5", 250.
Okay.
You're going to lose that collision.
You're going to lose that collision. He's 250, I'll buy you a biscuit in the morning on the left side. Kachalowski, a steal by Dunn. Dunn on the run the other way. They caught up to him, knocked it loose. He recovers. And the Irish hang on to it. Saved by Freshel. Now to Stice in the paint. Looks, gives it back to Freshel.
Sacred Heart lucky to preserve that possession.
Now Dunn, right side, into Simon toward the right block. Inside, up and down. A 7-point run for Simon and Irish. Timeout by the Patriots. We'll be back in Lincoln after the 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3 and PTNC.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Dunn's getting the mismatch underneath. They're doing a great job of getting the ball in his hands. The kid trying to cover him on that last shot is only 6'2", and he's not going to be able to get up and stop him underneath the basket.
Sacred Heart on the defense. Here come the Patriots. The front court, Terrence Pippen, high post with it. He goes in there, and then taken away by Simon. Five turnovers already by the Patriots here in the first quarter.
Joe Simon came to play ball tonight.
Dunn moving left, reverses right. He's open. He's going to fire it for two. It's on the rim. No. Rebound grabbed up by Simonson. Ahead he goes up the floor with it. Pittman. Pittman out to go off three-pointer. Up and good. Rebound Kachowski. It's up. It's good. And that ends the run for the Irish at 7-0. Inside Simon. Double. Now away, Keithley for three. This one's important off the rim. No. Rebound to Stice. Stice double-teamed on the baseline. Throws it out top now with the basketball. Freshel around to Keithley again. He'll move left to the corner to down with the basketball. Now back we go the other way, working the ball around. Dunn to the top, over to Freshel. Right side into Simon. Double-teamed high and low. That was good. Simon with nine in the first quarter. 9 threes, Sacred Heart. I think he'll probably need some help before it's over, but so far so good. Out top, Pittman with the ball to the high post, Simonson. Simonson back and in. Out it goes to Kachowski. A three ball up, in and out, no good. Rebound, Simonson. Oh, he threw it up and it fell in. Somehow found its way into the cylinder. Dunn up the floor to Stice, pushing the ball to the baseline, spin to the middle, fall away, blocked by Reed, or by Pittman. Reed on the other end, dishes off, Pittman caught it, offensive foul, let's see, yes. Pittman with the charge, team foul, I've got him for two, maybe more than that, I've lost track, it's 3 teams. So the timeout, no, Jay Hart's going to bring into the game, Riley Nelson. With 2:51 to go in the first quarter, Simonson sits down for the Patriots and into the lineup for them. 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, 13.
As if Joe Simon hadn't been having his way with them already, they take their big man out of the lineup.
That's all right. We'll take that. Here's a move by Keithley to the baseline. Reverses out of there with it. Now to Simon out between the circles to Dunn. Dunn on the right side. Simon gets the basketball right wing. A little farther away from the hoop this time. Joe says, no, I'm going to give it back to the guard. Sam Dunn moving right, now left, gets the ball away to Riley Nelson. Riley will really not look to shoot unless he's inside the paint. Stice with a move on the left side, cut off, back to Nelson, now to Simon. Joe will hold it, left side, Stice, three ball, up, down. Nothing but set for the Irish junior Jack Stice, and the Irish are up 12-5 now. We come the other way. Patriot basketball. Pittman with it to the top to Kachowski. Over the left side, back to Kachowski. In the paint, elevates up and good. He is an excellent basketball player. 12-7. Long pass up to Nelson. Stops, shoots, missed a long. Simon tipped the rebound, but it comes down to the Patriots. Kachowski on the run, up the middle, into the paint, stops. Looks underneath, nobody home. Looks it now back out top to Maurice Reed. Reed is 6'2" senior. I remember him from last year, and it looks like he's been in the weight room. Moving down the lane, goes up, lost the handle on the ball. Taken away by Sam Dunn for the Irish. Dunn sends off with a forearm twice. Reed could have been called once and gets called on the second one.
Yeah, you can't keep hammering away. Maurice Reed picks up his first personal. Team foul number 4 on Parkview Christian. 1:17 to play here in the first quarter. Sacred Heart on top, 12-7.
Jack Stice will sit down. Back into the game for the Irish once again is James Rushell. James will look. Needs to move it now. Gets an assignment. He's collided with. No whistle there. That's all right, though. We're going to let him play. That's fine. Keithley with the basketball. Back outside now to Freshel with 1:08 to go in the first quarter. Right side done into Simon. He's got single coverage. Now doubled out to Simon. For two now. Out to Keithley for three. It's good. It wasn't the pure Keithley three ball. But getting that first one built his confidence. 15-7. Sacred Heart with the lead. To the far side, Kachowski with the basketball. 47 seconds to go. See what they decide to do here. Here's a long three. Up, no good by Reed. Rebound batted around. Dunn had it. Reed ends up with it. Now it's an advantage numbers-wise. And a foul on Riley Nelson as he fouls Pittman at the hoop.
Might not have been a bad place for Riley Nelson to spend one there because Pittman probably had a sure two on the lay-in. Nelson commits the foul, prevents the sure two, and now Pittman has to earn him at the free throw line.
And everybody for the Irish is headed after that loose ball. It ended up like a 3-on-2 underneath the bucket. Into the game will be Jack Stice after this first free throw again. Pittman ready, fires it up, and hits it. The score is now 15-8, Sacred Heart. Nelson will sit down. Comes in, gets a few minutes in. That's exactly what Coach Schultz needs him to do. The Irish will rotate players around a little bit. They're going to play a lot of minutes in this game. At the line, Terrence Pittman, 1-for-1, looking for 2. It's up. It's going to rattle and fall in. And it's now 15-9. Keithley against full court pressure, ahead to Stice. Stice throws it up the floor, ahead to Freshel underneath to Simon. Simon double up and got it anyway. Simon double figures with the 11, and the Irish are up 17-9. 21 seconds to go. Here comes Kachowski with the basketball. Kachowski, if I can remember to say it that way. He'll hold the ball. They're going to play for 1 with 10 seconds on the clock. He'll throw it over to Reed on the left side. Back to Kachalowski. Inside. Gets Simon in the air. And banks it in for 2 more. He's got 7. And that ends the first quarter. It's a good one for the Irish. 17-11. Sacred Heart. Back in 1 minute. We're up to the Vantage Center in Lincoln.
Since launching the new school savings program in late 2022, Frontier Bank in Falls City's had more than 100 students participate with nearly $5,000 in total deposits and almost $350 in first deposit matches by Frontier Bank. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch are designed for students in grades 3 through 5 to promote positive saving habits. Frontier Bank is proud to partner with local schools and be part of Falls City's community since 1880 with the tradition of personalized and local community banking. Online at frontier.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
We walk you back to the Vantage Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. John Victor, Randy Gattulo with you here. St. Art up to a 17-11 lead after one quarter. Certainly by no means is this basketball game over against number one Parkview Christian.
Oh, it's going to be a battle without a doubt here, John. But boy, if we can keep Joe Simon playing that solid under the basket, they haven't found an answer for him here yet defensively. All right, it'll be the Patriots basketball. They inbound the pass. Kulchowski inside the paint. Fall away, jump shot in the lane, up and good. He's already got 9 points in the ballgame. 17-13, the lead is four for the Irish in the forecourt. Comes Sam Dunn with the basketball. The top of the key, Dunn works the dribble to the left wing now. Dunn works to the right side of the free throw circle, hands up to Simon. Joe Simon in the paint, kicks to the corner, left side, Freshel. Keithley for three, left wing, up off the rim, no. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and off. It wouldn't go for Freshel, but he'll be fouled, and we'll have game Freshel.
No, I'm going to call it on the floor before the shot.
Oh, my, I thought he got fouled shooting the ball. All right, who's a foul on, John?
Look,
inbounding
five. It's on Pittman, his second.
Pittman picks up his second.
All right, foul number five on Patriots.
Simonson back into the lineup now, replacing Bayless. Inbounding the ball, Sam Dunn, baseline under the basket, left side. Ball is tipped around. Simon had it for a moment. It's loose on the floor. Now it's a fast break all the way in for the driving lane, up and good by Maurice Reed. Reed with his first 2 points, and suddenly it's a two-point basketball game, 17-15. Irish up by two. Deeply at the top of the key, guarded by Pittman. Bounce pass to the corner. Simon, baseline left side. Into the paint. Hands up to Jack Stice for three. Off the rim. It won't go. The rebound to Pittman. Chance to take the lead here or for the tie for the Patriots. Long three from the left wing. Up and good. Kulchowski, he has 12 points in the ballgame. And now it's a one-point lead for the Patriots. Underneath the basket. Here's Simon moving to the hoop. Oh, nice feed. Simon hands the ball back up to Sam Dunn for an easy two on the lay-in. Give Simon the assist on the basket. Irish back on top. A seesaw contest now. Changing leads, 19-18. Sacred Heart with a one-point lead. 6:35 to go in the first half. Pittman on the dribble out near the midcourt circle, being challenged by Freshel. Comes to the near side. Kulchowski, you want to get in front of him. Jump shot, Kulchowski off the rim, no good. And the rebound to Sam Dunn for the Irish. Dunn will push the basketball down the court to the right side to Jack Stice. Stice, bounce pass underneath Simon, back to Stice. Top of the key. Here's Dunn in the paint, out to the left side. Keithley for three. Off the rim, no. Simonson has the rebound. Simonson had the ball knocked away, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Freshel.
Fish heads the score, sailing across the way. Yep, James will pick up his first foul of the ball game. That's the first called on Sagan Hart. No, second foul on there. Who else has one?
19-18. Irish up by one. 6 minutes, 10 seconds to play in the first half. Here's the Devaney Center. The basketball belongs to the Patriots. Reed will inbound it. Tosses the ball into Pittman. Pittman to the left elbow. Kulchowski. Kulchowski back to the top of the circle. Ball is stolen away. Coming up with a steal is Freshel. He'll hand up to Simon. He'll bring it into forecourt. Now the ball comes to Jack Stice. Stice on the left wing. Stice takes the dribble around the top of the key, right side of the free throw circle. Baseline in the corner. Freshel handles the basketball. Comes across to Keithley, almost tipped away. Keithley gets the ball back and finds Freshel with the pass. Now Stice on the right wing. Stice at the free throw line. Inside, spin move. Simon kicks it to the corner. Open look. Freshel for three. It's off the rim, no. And the rebound comes down to Kulchowski. Down court pass in a hurry to Pittman. Pittman picked up by Stice on defense. Kulchowski top of the key. Across to Ulrich on the left wing. Now with the dribble comes Reed to the top of the circle. Stice chases him defensively. Here in the man-to-man defense. There's a pass wide of the mark. He was looking for Terrence Pittman to break to the corner, and Pittman zigged instead of zagged there, John, and the ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, that was way off. Simon will get his first break of the evening. He'll check out of the game. Riley Nelson back in there for the Irish.
All right, on the dribble comes Sam Dunn down court. Dunn guarded one-on-one by Kulchowski, works to the right side of the lane, gives it up to Nelson. Riley Nelson picks up his dribble. Here's a long three from the right side. That's off, no good. The rebound comes down to Reed. Fast break. Here it comes. Reed all the way in. Layup up off, no good. The rebound brought down by the Irish. A foul is going to be called on the Patriots.
It's going to be on Braden Ulrich. I know that it's no, I know there's no such thing as over the back, but that's what it was.
Yeah, that's his second personal and team foul number six now on the Patriots. Sacred Hearts basketball. Kuchowski with a one-man press down here. They inbound it to Dunn. Sam Dunn will bring the basketball down court across the timeline. Dunn to the left elbow, top of the circle. Puts a little spin move, kicks it into the corner, baseline left side. Keithley all the way to the free throw line, feeds it to the right side. Jack Stites, all the way, jump shot in and out of there. Rebound, Riley Nelson, follow shot up, he got it, and he is fouled. Riley Nelson, great job on the boards there. Got the offensive board, got the putback, and drew the personal foul.
Everybody needs a jump man on their team, and Riley fills that role well. Gets a tough rebound and just waits and waits. That's going to be foul number three on Braden Morris.
That could be a factor before we're done here, too. All right, Riley Nelson at the line. He is a 60% free throw shooter on the season, John. Averages 4.2 points per ball game. Picked up half his season average just a minute ago with that basket.
Deshaun McGinnis checks in for the Patriots. The height, these coaches lie.
Riley Nelson, free throw is up, it's off, no good. Rebound comes down to the Patriots. With the dribble, down court comes Maurice Reed with the basketball. Reed comes to the near side, looks to Kuchowski here on the right corner. Kuchowski, a cross-court pass, too tall, and it goes over to Doug Golds. They were looking for McGinnis, Deshaun McGinnis. Deshaun couldn't get to it. Doug Golds could. He caught the basketball.
A number of years ago, he might have shot that.
21-18, a three-point lead for the Irish with 4:12 to go here in the first half. Sam Dunn with the basketball. Dunn gives to the right side, Jack Stites. In the paint is Stites. He's triple-teamed. Comes up with it to Preschel. Preschel takes a couple of dribbles to the right side of the free throw circle. Goes to Sam Dunn. Dunn looking inside for Simon. Into the corner. Preschel back to Simon against Simonson. Now Dunn to the left wing. Here's Stites for three. It's off. No good. Ball tipped out of there, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Preschel.
He jumped up and slapped the ball away from the Patriot player. He gets called for his second foul.
That's only team foul number three on the Irish. Preschel will set out.
Keithley back in the game. We got a timeout. Sacred Heart up by three. We're back in 30 seconds in Lincoln at the Devaney Center.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
We welcome you back inside the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you. Class D2 state tournament boys action, first round. 3 minutes, 49 seconds to play here in the first half. 21-18, the Sacred Heart Irish up by three. The Irish led by seven on two different occasions. They led 7-0. They got up again by seven, I believe 13-6 or something along that line. They've had 2 7-point advantages right now, up by three. When play is resumed, the basketball will belong to the Patriots. Coach Nate Godwin brought the Patriots in here with a 23-3 record on the season. Sacred Heart at 18-8 on the year. But Doug Golds always has his guys ready to play when state tournament time comes. Down court, Kuchowski with the basketball. He goes to the free throw line in the lane. Fall away, jump shot up, and good. Boy, he's a one-man dynamo under there. He is. 14 points already for Kuchowski. He has 14 of their 21 points. Lob pass into Simon. Simon was triple-teamed, dribbles out of the traffic, brings it back to the top of the key to Sam Dunn. Sam Dunn with the basketball to the right elbow, Jack Stites. Inside, Simon against Simonson. Again, finds Stites. They go to Simon, baseline, turnaround shot. That one's off, no good. The rebound brought down by the Patriots. Getting the rebound there was Bayless. Down court, it comes to the left side. Kuchowski, all the way shot up and off, no good. Keithley had the rebound for a moment. Now it's tipped out of bounds by Simon. Simon touched it, lasted long to the Patriots.
That ball was kicked by Braden Bayless in midair like a bicycle kick in soccer.
All right, Kuchowski will inbound it. He'll trigger the pass in on the baseline on the left side under his own backboard. Now lobs it up top. Ball's going to be stolen away. Sam Dunn with the steal. Two-on-one pass. Great. Dunn driving, laying up, and good. He got it. Sam Dunn with a great job defensively and the driving layup.
puts the Irish back up by 3, 23-20. 2:51 to play here in the first half. With the basketball is Pittman. He'll launch a long three. It's up and off. No good, and the rebound comes down to Jack Stice. Stice in traffic, being harassed in backcourt. Double team. Stice needs help. Got rid of the basketball. Gets it up to Keithley. Keithley into forecourt. Left side of the lane. Driving layup. Keithley. Got it. Great job by Evan Keithley to drive the basket and put it down. The Irish are back up by five once again. 25-20 with 2:25 to go in the first half. Kachowski with the basketball to the near side. This is Reed with the ball, guarded by Jack Stice, right in front of our broadcast table here courtside. Skip pass across Kachowski from the corner. Three! Did he get it?
It went, but it didn't count. They got a foul or something.
I think he stepped on the sideline.
Must have.
Doug Holtz was very happy in the applauding. The basket fell, but I think he stepped out of bounds before he shot the ball.
I had a referee in my way, but that's 12 turnovers by the Patriots.
25-20 now with the basketball. Top of the circle, Riley Nelson around the horn. Lob pass inside to Keithley. Has the ball tipped away from him. He lost it off his fingertips. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be a turnover back to the Patriots.
Third, taking her turnover this first half.
25-20, Irish up by 5. 2 minutes even to play here in the first half. Kachowski already with 14 points for the Patriots. Wants to drive the lane. Takes it all the way into the baseline left side. Can't get a shot off. Comes to the corner. Here's a three right side baseline up and off. No good. Sam Dunn with the rebound. Has the ball tipped away. Kachowski shot. It's up. It won't go. Ball tipped around again. Coming down when the ball is done. This time Dunn is triple teamed and being hammered under there. And finally a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And I think that's going to put us in the 1-1 with Sam Dunn at the other end here, John.
Should be.
Foul's going to go on Pittman, I'm pretty sure. And if it is, that'll be his third.
And it is, you're correct.
So at the free throw line, that's the 18 foul. Shooting 1-1 for the Irish will be Sam Dunn. He's a 63% free throw shooter on the season. Averages 9.1 points per ball game. He has 4 points so far tonight. Sam Dunn at the line, shooting 1-1. Bends the knees, takes aim. The shot is up, and it is off. No good. The rebound comes down to Pittman. Down court quickly from the Patriots, trailing by 5, 25-20, with 90 seconds to play here in the first half. Kachowski with the basketball on the near side, gives to Simonson. Right back to Kachowski at the top of the key. He picks up the dribble. Lob pass underneath in traffic. Ball is tipped around. The shot is up. No. Walking, traveling will be the call on Braden Bayless. Bayless traveled with the basketball. That McGinnis,
he's listed at 5'8". They failed to notice he was on the bottom rung of the stepladder when they measured him.
5'2 on a real good day, baby. All right, with the ball. Done with the basketball. There's a big collision. Player falls to the floor. That has Coach Godwin stomping his feet. Here's Simon under the basket. Kicks it out to Stice. Now done to the left side. Keithley. Bounce pass underneath. In traffic, Riley Nelson goes up. Got his shot blocked out of bounds. It'll still be Sacred Hearts basketball.
We just got a bench warning, I believe, on Coach Godwin.
He stomped his feet one too many times at the official, and they cautioned him to calm down a little over there. All right, the ball will be played in on the baseline, left side of the basket. Inbounding it will be Dunn. Dunn to toss it in. Gets it into the corner to Keithley. Underneath in the basket is Stice. Nothing there. He was right on the doorstep, but two defenders waiting for him. Top of the key, Riley Nelson. Off to Stice. 45 seconds to go. Irish up by 5. They will play for one here. Doug Goltz is going to have him run clock and play for one to get into halftime with a lead.
Tough against a team like this to do that, too.
Yes, it is. Riley Nelson takes it in the corner. He's trapped down there. Comes back out with it to Simon. To the top of the key is Stice. Stice with 25 seconds to go. Up top to Simon. Simon right side to Dunn. Underneath Simon, you'll take that one. Oh, he couldn't get it. Simon looked like he had a gimme under there, and it just wouldn't drop that time, but they did foul him.
How did that fall out? I think that's going to be Simonson 23 or 32. That is Keon Simonson, and that should be first.
That's a second.
That's what I thought, too.
All right, at the line, Simon, first free throw is up, rims off, no good. He hit one a minute ago. He's one out of two from the line tonight. Down to 21 seconds to play here. It's a five-point Irish lead in the first half. Joe Simon, second free throw. It's on the way up, and this one is off also. Simonson with the rebound. Couple of missed free throws there for the Irish. Now a chance to close up on the lead. Here are the Patriots with the basketball is Reed. Reed at the top of the key. Now the Patriots want to play for a final shot. They'll win it in the hands of Kachowski. You better believe that. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Pittman long three. Shot is up. Got it. And a foul.
Reed with the bucket and the foul. He now has 5 points in the ballgame. And at the line, he'll be trying to get a four-point play.
After he was fouled as he put the shot up there, the foul is going to be on Sacred Heart, Joe Simon. His first team foul, number four. At the line, Rico is up and good. A four-point play there at the end by Maurice Reed. Down court, trying to move toward the basket. There's a buzzer at the half. The Irish clinging to a one-point advantage, 25-24. And, John, how big was that four-point play in the final 10 seconds?
It's huge. Every second they make, you give them an extra one on the foul. That doesn't help any. 25-24, the type of game I expect between these schools. We'll be back and give you the first half wrap-up from the Highland Community College scoreboard. That's coming up in 2 minutes from the Devaney Center in Lincoln.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Parkview Christian Patriots 25-24. It's time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now with a look at the first half numbers, here's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. In the first half for the Irish, they lead it 25-24. They outscored Parkview 17-11 in the first quarter. Parkview got the better of the Irish in quarter number two, 13-8. Sacred Heart is 1-for-5 at the free throw line. They went 1-0-for-4 in the second quarter. Parkview 3-for-3 so far in the ball game. For Parkview, they are led by Victor Kachalowski. He's got 14 in the first half. We've got 6 for Maurice Reed, 4 of those coming just before the buzzer on a 4-point play. Terrence Pittman has 2 on a couple of free throws, and Keon Simonson also has 2. Foul trouble, Brayden Ulrich has 3, and 3 on Terrence Pittman for the Patriots in the first half today. For Sacred Heart scoring in the first half, Joe Simon got 11 in the first quarter. Patriots shut him out in the second quarter. He missed a couple of free throws. Evan Keithley has 5, 3 for Jack Stice, and 4 for Sam Dunn for Sacred Heart. Archer said went 0-for-4 at the line in the second quarter. They'll need to clear that up and improve that to win this ballgame. It was a free throw line that got them last year against Parkview. They don't want a repeat of that.
That's for sure. You know, it's an interesting thing, though. that Joe Simon got 11 points in that first quarter. They held him out and kept him scoreless in the second. Obviously, the Patriots reacted to what he was doing to him inside early.
Every time he gets the ball now, he's got two or three players coming at him. He is not alone down there on that block, certainly.
Great basketball here in the first half. We're going to take a two-minute break here. Then we're going to update you with our latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information. And we'll be back here at the Bob Devaney Center in about 5 minutes. You're listening to live coverage of the Nebraska State Boys Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you, life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay, bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions, global presence with small-town spirit.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 27. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. High of 43, tomorrow cloudy. Overcast skies again, tomorrow night chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 32. Mid 40s Saturday with a chance of scattered rain showers. Low 40s, mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Like me, you probably had no idea that one in four teens admit they've misused prescription drugs, or that two-thirds of them get these pills from home. My son can't tell you now, so I will. Parents, talk to your kids about this.
Visit talkheart2heart.org to learn more. This project funded by the State Opioid Response, grant number 1H79TI081706-02 through the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration, Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, and Region 5 Systems.
Brought to you by the Fort County Collaborative of Southeast Nebraska.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Center in Lincoln. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Parkview Christian Patriots 25-24 at the half. A reminder, we'll have high school basketball tomorrow morning here on Sunny 101.3. A 9 o'clock tip-off, pregame show around 8:45. The Auburn Bulldogs taking on Omaha Concordia in the Class C1 boys semifinals. That'll be followed immediately at 11:45 with the Johnson Rock Eagles taking on Maywood A-Center, 10:45 rather. Pregame show around 10:20, or as quickly as we can wrap up the first one. If you're wondering how we're going to work that out, because Auburn's playing at Pinnacle Bank and Johnson Rock's at the Vanny, I'm going to head over to Pinnacle Bank with the Bulldogs, have the game on Sunday. John's going to go over to back here to the Devaney Center, be standing by with Johnson Rock, so that way we can get both games on the air for you. We're looking forward to the basketball tomorrow, hopefully a third game tomorrow night.
I was just planning on staying here tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. I'll drop some breakfast biscuits off to
you. Got to be in here somewhere, don't they?
Yeah. I'll drop off a biscuit on my way to the game.
That'd be wonderful.
Okay. Hopefully we'll have a triple header tomorrow if the Irish can hang on here and get the win over the Patriots. They would play tomorrow night against Shelton. That game at 7:45 here at the Devaney Center in D2 semifinal action. It's been a fun year for state tournament basketball for us here, John, with the Sacred Heart Irish going all the way through again. Just a good time all around.
Yeah, Johnson Rock girls were here setting the table for the future, I would say.
Yeah, Johnson Rock girls and boys both making the tournament. Sacred Heart boys and girls both making the tournament. And as you said, John, it does look bright for the future, especially that Johnson Rock crew.
Yep.
Man, they were young.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. The Irish got some work to do here. F 25-24, we got outscored in that second period 13-8 as the Parkview Patriots got a little bit more into the game. They had kind of a slow start right now. I've got them for 13 turnovers already.
They're going to have to find an answer for Victor Kochalowski there. He's 14 points, a pair of trays. He had 4 2-point baskets. He's just kind of a loose cannon in that lane, and when the cannon goes off, it goes in the basket.
Yeah, and he does a really nice job of getting to the basket and getting those shots in the paint. Did a really nice job. That was one of the things Coach Gultz mentioned in the pregame show.
I have a feeling during the halftime visit that Coach Gultz had with the Irish that Victor's name came up once or twice in that conversation.
Probably.
One of the things you've heard me say on the air before is Doug Gultz seldom loses a third quarter. He's a master at strategy, whether it be football, basketball, or whatever. He takes his players to the locker room. They discuss what transpired in the first half, and they usually come out with a few new wrinkles to address those things in the third quarter. So let's see what he cooks up here this time.
The Irish are on the bench, and here they come out of there. It'd be nice to see them warm up for a three-point line, Randy. They've got two, I believe, in the first half, one for Keithley and one for Jack Stice. Not percentage we don't have in front. Probably not real high the first half.
Sacred Heart will have the basketball to start the third quarter. Here's John.
Thank you, Randy. Ready to go. Inbound in midcourt will be junior Jack Stice. He'll bring it into Dunn, and Sam will work his way, I'm sure, over to the left side of the floor. He's backing up. Into the midcourt circle, directing traffic. Doug Gultz is up, standing behind the officials. They work it right side, now left side to Freshel. Back to Dunn. His pass tipped and stolen. The Irish start with a turnover. Here come the Patriots, and Simon knocks the ball away, stolen by Stice. We'll come back the other way now. Stice, 2-on-3, better hang up. Oh, he went right around the defense and can't connect. He kept it alive, but it comes down to Kochalowski. And now up the floor, it will be in the hands of Maurice Reed. Back to Kochalowski. Lob it into Simonson. He went up and caught it, and a little turnaround jump hook is up and good. And now the Patriots lead it 26-25. Dunn into Simon. Back out Keithley for three on the rim. It won't go. Kochalowski with another rebound. And here he comes trying to add to a one-point advantage here. To the work, to the middle. Stops off the right side there to Pittman. Pittman back to Kochalowski. Sagan Hart zoned up here. man-to-man or see. Hard to tell right now. They're kind of spread out all over the place, the Patriots. And now Kaczulowski in the paint around the back and a bounce pass to Simonson. And that's as pretty as it gets. 28-25, Patriots down by three. And here we come. Now it will be Keithley again down to Simon. Joe looking. The defense has ratcheted up here this last quarter and now a couple of minutes into the third quarter for the Patriots. Now Stice back over to Dunn on the near right side as Harris goes left to right as we look at it here in quarter number three. Dunn, right side. Kaczulowski chasing him around. Now Stice into the paint, back to Dunn. And the Irish having trouble penetrating inside the three-point line. Now to Dunn in the corner. Keithley for three. It's up. It's on the rim. It won't go. And another rebound by Kaczulowski.
Yeah, and the threes just are not falling right now for the Irish.
That's been a concern here the last few weeks. They've been so hot from the outside. They are shooting a lot of, and if they don't go, you can get in trouble. Back out to Reed. Fake the three. Now steps up, takes it, misses it. Weak side rebound. Pittman up, no. And he's going to be fouled, and he'll be at the line to shoot a pair. That might be on Simon. No. 11. Stice.
That is on
Jack Stice.
Yeah, Jack Stice. On Jack, that's his first personal team foul, number one of the half on the Irish.
Pittman two for two at the line so far on the way up, and he's three for three. Looks like he's spent a little time shooting free throws in his life.
Five unanswered points to start this third period now for the Patriots. They're up by four.
Braden Bayless in the ballgame now for the Patriots. Sitting down will be Ulrich. Free throw up and free throw good again. He's four for four, and the lead is five. Say hard to the front, Dunn leading for Simon between the circles. Joe off the Stice on the right side. Doug Gold wants a timeout. 5:24 to go in the third, a 5-point advantage for the Patriots, and we're back in 30 seconds from Lincoln's Devaney Center.
Draft.
Get him off.
I get one of those out of the way for you. All right. We'll time out for the first time out.
The Patriots with the lead by five with 5:24 to go in this third quarter.
A little bit alarming here to see the Patriots come out and reel off six straight points to start this third quarter. The Irish have yet to score in the third period, and they've launched two or three threes here just wide of the mark. They're getting good looks at the basket, John. It's not like they're not good-looking attempts here, but couldn't get him to drop, and so now with 5:24 to go in the third quarter, it's a 5-point Patriot lead, 30-25. Coach Doug Golds trying to settle the kids down, talk with them here a little bit.
And we've got to find a way to get in the paint, especially inside the three-point line, which has been a trouble here the first couple of minutes of this second half.
I'd like to see him get the ball into the hands of Simon again inside the lane like they were doing to start with. Simon was getting a mismatch in that first quarter. Not so much. Simonson has been after him, but I still think Simon can go over Simonson anytime he wants.
In the backcourt, it will be done. Kaczulowski comes out on him, guarding him man-to-man. Now off to Stice. Back over to Dunn. Left side, now Stice from Keithley down to Simon on the baseline. Back out top to Stice. Jack moves down to Joe Simon. Double teamed in the paint. Freshnell off the mark. No good. Rebound by Bayless. Bayless ahead to Reed on the left side. He'll slow it up and get it to Kaczulowski. Kaczulowski moving into the paint. He goes, elevates out to Reed for three. It's up and it's good. And all of a sudden, the Patriots are a little bit on fire here. That's nine for Reed, the lead. Here's a turnover, and the Irish get it right back. Dunn, a pass into Keithley. Back out now to Dunn. 33-25, and a jumper won't go. Rebound hit by Simonson over to Reed. Around the back, around a defender, around the back again, and an offensive foul. Yeah, it was a pretty pass, and it went in, but it didn't count after the foul.
Maurice Reed is going to be called for the offensive foul on Reed, his second personal team foul number one of the half on Parkview Christian.
Well, there's no doubt they've got some serious talent on this team. The Irish now. Randy, they look a little shell-shocked, frankly.
Well, they've gone ice cold here, 0 for 5 or 6 now from the field to start this period.
Hagar up the floor. Dunn over to Stice. Right side, Simon looking in the paint. Keithley back out. Dunn, three ball left side. Got it to go. There you go. Seven now for Sam Dunn. It's 33-28. The lead is five. Kitchelowski to the front. Top of the key. Dribbling. Working against Stice. Kitchelowski over to Pittman. Right sideline. Back goes Kitchelowski, and now he'll throw it underneath, making the catch. Simon blocked the shot, put up there by Great Ulrich, just took it away from him. 33-28, and here comes Stice to the front. Jack to Simon, right side block, triple team, gets it out of there. Stice again in the paint. Simon from 17, buries it. Goes Simon, first point since the first quarter. It's 33-30. Timeout, Patriots. They lead by three with 3:26 to go. Back in half a minute from the Advantage Center in Lincoln.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Back again at the Advantage Center in Lincoln. 3:26 to go in the third quarter. Sacred Heart trailing. Patriots 33-30. We've had three lead changes in the ball game. And the Irish, after falling behind here by, what, eight in the third quarter, now back within three.
Yeah, they were down 33-25. They led by seven twice early in the game, trailed by eight here, and now it's a three-point contest.
Kitchelowski to the front court. Right side, Pittman. Right back now, left side with the ball is Ulrich. And he'll go to Kitchelowski. He'll move to the paint. Free throw line jumper up and good. He's got 16. That's the first point of the second half, and the lead is five. Long pass to Stice, thinking about a three. Into Simon, doubled up, had it knocked away, dribbles in the corner. Pass tipped and stolen. Simonson ends up with the basketball. Pittman on the run, left side Reed for a triple. No. Rebound, Riley Nelson, get it away to Dunn. Around the back he goes, coming up the floor the other way. Jack Stice, right side, drives into the paint, spins, does it back out, Dunn, three ball up, and well short, and the loose ball, air ball, comes down to Ulrich, stolen by Keithley, to Dunn, double teamed, and a foul will be called on the Patriots. What a bad foul to the Patriots, they're in a trap.
Yeah, they bailed Sam Dunn out there, he was trapped on the baseline, two defenders had him boxed in. Foul is going to be called on Kitchelowski. That's his first personal team foul, number two, on the Patriots.
Sam Dunn to inbound, looking for Simon. His pass tipped, and Kitchelowski gets the steal after Simonson tipped it. And the Irish turn it over again. Up the floor now, Kitchelowski with 2:20 to go. Into the paint, dips to the right side, Pittman for three, buries it. Aaron Pittman, his first field goal, has seven in the game now. 38-30, the biggest lead of the game for the Patriots. Out to Keithley. He looks a little gun-shy of the three, Randy. Now it will be Riley Nelson, left wing, back out to Stice. Under 2 minutes to go in the third. Dunn on the right side. Down in the corner to Simon. Joe gets the crowd every time he gets the ball. High post. Now Stice for a triple on the rim. Won't go. Kitchelowski, another rebound.
Ball just not dropping for the Irish now, John.
He'll bring it up the floor. Now left side with it, and a three ball by Ulrich. He missed everything. Reed came out with the loose ball underneath, almost like a pass, although it wasn't. Now into Simonson, backing in on Joe Simon, and we got a foul. And that's going to be on Joe Simon, okay? I don't know. It's not. They're going to call the offensive foul. They call traveling.
Probably a good call.
He's all traveling. Okay.
He backed into Simon and knocked him down.
Over. Backed over. Not into.
He backed over.
Over,
yeah.
All right. The Patriots have, or the Irish have it. 38-30. The Patriots have the lead. Minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Crushell to Dunn to Keithley. Keithley back to Dunn, top of the key, looking for somebody to be open. Pressure, they play catch around the perimeter to the zone defense, bounce it into Simon. Back out, left side now, Freshel. He's doubled, gets it away to Sam Dunn.
Irish a little bit tentative on their shooting now because they haven't been falling.
Lost their confidence. Now they're afraid to shoot, it looks like. Dunn to Keithley, bounce it into Simon. Here comes Reed to double, knocks it away, out to Keithley. Keithley through the defense, and now out it goes to Freshel for three. No. Simon the rebound. He'll come out of there with it.
39 seconds.
Shot it away for Keithley. A three ball won't go. Kept alive, but Reed comes out with it. Headed up the floor. Off balance. No. Rebound to Simon. We got a whistle, and we're going to have a foul on that.
Now, Reed put a jump shot up from the left side. I'm not sure they may have got Keithley on that one.
I think they did. I believe you're right. That's his first.
On Evan's first team foul, number two of the half on Sacred Heart. Clock down to 31 seconds to play here. 38-30. Patriots up.
39-30 with the free throw. Reed now 3-for-3 at the line. They haven't missed from the free throw line tonight. 3-for-3 at halftime. They've made three more here in the third quarter. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Patriots right now is 9 and make it 10 as they continue to cruise at the free throw line. 29 seconds to go into Simon on the right side. Dribbles underneath the bucket. Out to Freshel. And Doug Goltz has taken it out to the top with 20 seconds to go. Freshel backing out. A little 2-3 zone here, 2-1-2. Now will be Irish will play for one, 11 seconds. Down to Freshel, back out to Dunn. Left side, Peasley for three. Got it. There we go. And Devin Peasley with a second long ball. And from beyond midcourt, off the backboard to Reed, no good. After three, it's Parkview 40, safe at Hart 33. Back in 1 minute from the Devaney Center in Lincoln.
I perform for our high school choir director, who taught me to breathe from the diaphragm and sing from the heart.
Speech, debate, theater, music. The performing arts teach valuable life lessons that typically aren't taught in the classroom. They help high school students learn leadership skills that prepare them to enjoy more satisfying, productive lives.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Who will you perform for?
This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the high school in your community.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
The Irish led after one quarter 17-11. They were up by one 25-24 at halftime. And now after three periods, they find themselves trailing by seven, 40-33. And the Patriots will have the basketball as we move into fourth quarter action. They inbound the ball. Inbound the pass comes Pittman right back to Kolaski in the corner. Bayless, baseline left side. Kolaski for three. Got it. He has been red hot tonight, John. I believe that's 19.
The people of Citizens Bank and Trust.
With the basketball on the left side. Keithley with the ball into the corner. Simon, baseline left side. Back to Keithley, top of the key. Bring it up to Jack Stice. Stice to the near side. Sam Dunn in the paint. Across to Keithley. In the corner, baseline. Freshel with the ball. Back to the top of the circle. Dunn. Irish need to score points here. Baseline left side. Freshel. Lob pass inside. Simon kicks it to the corner. Stice. Stice jump shot from 10 feet on the right side. It's short. And the rebound comes down to Kolaski. Kolaski will bring the ball up the floor very patiently now. His team up by 10. 43-33. 7:09 to go in the basketball game. On the bounce pass into the corner left side. Ulrich. Ulrich to Simonson. Simonson feeds it inside. Ball goes outside. Top of the key. Three on the way up and good by Pittman. That's his second three-pointer. He's got 10 points in double figures. The lead is 12. Simon under the basket off the glass. Up and good. Joe Simon answers quickly, and he will be fouled, John.
At the other end, the ball bounces off of two players for Parkview, goes to a third, and it ends up in the basket. That will be called against Simonson, his second.
That would have been his his third.
Yeah.
All right, Simon at the line. Free throw is up. It's off. Couldn't get it. And the rebound comes down to the Patriots. Victor Kosolowski. 19 points in the ballgame already as he dribbles the ball into fourth court. To the top of the key, right side, into the corner. Driving underneath, driving, laying up, off. No good. A whistle and a foul. Maurice Reed will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots.
He would have to try to dunk that ball. The foul is going to go on Sacred Heart. And it's going to go on James Rush. James picks up his third foul of the half on Sacred Heart.
Maurice Reed, 3 for 3 from the line tonight. Make it 4 for 4 as he puts that one down. He has 12 points in the ballgame. And it's 46-35. The lead is 11. Irish need to get things rolling here soon. Second shot is up and good also for Maurice Reed. Sacred Heart now trailing by 12, 47-35. Still a lot of time left, John. 6.5 minutes. Sam Dunn driving, laying up and good. That's if you can score that quickly. Dunn with 9 points now. They're going to be coming up before much slower than in the past with this lead. Pittman on the right wing. Pittman, a little spin move. Kosolowski, he's going to launch a three, and it's off. No good. The rebound to Sam Dunn. Dunn in traffic, dribbles out of it. He'll push the basketball down the court to the corner right side. Jack Stice. Stice underneath, little floater. Short, off the front of the rim. That would go most of the time. Should have a jump ball here. Great job by Fletcher to reach in and grab a hold of that basketball. Possession arrow will favor the Irish. He reached in on the big. Ian Simonson, he's 6'5", I don't know, what, 275, maybe 300, he's a big man.
Yeah, he's somewhere in that range.
Irish basketball, Dunn will inbound it under the basket, lobs it up top to Keithley. Keithley passes up the three into the corner, three from the left side, Stice, short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Ulrich, pass break, Kosolowski driving, laying up and good, he just keeps putting in the points. 21 points now in the ballgame for the senior. 49-37, back to a 12-point lead. Keithley, top of the key, done. Irish are passing up three-pointers now. In traffic, Simon has to kick it back out here before he's knocked to the floor. Two-point shot is up and short for Stice. Rebound brought down Keithley. Whistle and a foul on Evan Keithley as he brought down the offensive rebound.
Keithley's second foul, team number 3.5. Timeout Sacred Heart, down by a dozen with 5:29 to go. Back in 30 seconds for the Devaney Center in Lincoln.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Back with you here at the Bob Devaney Center in Lincoln. 49-37 your score. The Irish down by 12. 5 minutes, 29 seconds left to play in regulation in this D2 first round state tournament game. The Irish got off to a good start, John, leading 17-11 after a quarter, but the Patriots got hot, especially Victor Kosolowski here. He 21 points now in the ballgame. When play is resumed, the Patriots will have the basketball after that foul on the baseline. Inbounding the pass, Ulrich. Ulrich to toss it in. Lobs it up top. Ball is, wait a minute, we got a whistle before the play was even unfolded here.
And on Sam Dunn for a hold. I didn't see what happened. His first foul. He fouled number 4 on the Irish.
So it'll stay with the Patriots. Braden Ulrich to inbound it on the side near midcourt. Ulrich waiting to lob it in. Gives it in to Kosolowski. He goes to the right side. Now to the free throw line in the paint. Ball is tipped away from him. Whistle. We're going to have a foul called on the Irish in the lane.
Preschel reaching in there. Got him slowed down a little bit, but that's going to be number 4 on James Preschel. And the next one will put Parkview at the line the rest of the ball game.
Team foul number 6. All right. Kosolowski, inbound pass, lobs it up to Ulrich, top of the key, off to the right side. Maurice Reed with the basketball. They're going to start running a weave out here at the top of the key. Look at Coach Godwin across the way. Man's having a stroke over there. With the basketball is Reed. Wants to give it to Pittman, ends up dribbling out of there with it himself. Coming out is Jack Stice to chase him. Reed in traffic falls to the floor. The ball is loose. Everybody's after it. Hell ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is going to favor Parkview.
Good job again, Kitchelowski in there, and keep the strap of that loose ball on the floor.
Still nearly 5 minutes to go here. 4:57 showing on the game clock. It's still within reach for the Irish, but they're going to have to start hitting some baskets down by 12. Kitchelowski inbounds to Simonson. His turnaround shot blocked nicely by Simon. Simon blocked the shot and then got the rebound. Outlet pass to Sam Dunn. Down court in a hurry. Yep, a double dribble. I saw it too, John.
I was writing down scores. I didn't see it, but that turnover by the Irish.
Reached up with the free hand and touched the basketball. Costly turnover there for the Irish with 4:49 to go. Ulrich will inbound it in front of our table near the midcourt line in backcourt. Waiting to lob it in. Now gets to Simonson. Simonson works against Simon to the right side. That's not going to happen. Ball is tipped. Ulrich comes up with it left side. Comes back over to Reed with the basketball. Reed gives to Kitchelowski. Kitchelowski wants to penetrate behind the back dribble. Ulrich in the corner left side. They're just running clock now, John. 4.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. At 12 points. Now, wait a minute. Whistle, we're going to have another foul undone here, I believe.
It's going to be 1-1. That's going to be Sam's second foul of the ballgame and team foul number 7. So this is a couple of kids on this team you don't want to put at the line. Here's one of them.
That's one thing Kitchelowski hasn't done yet tonight. He hasn't made a free throw. He hasn't had one. Shooting 1-1. Shot is up and off. No good. It's tipped around. Dunn comes down with the rebound. Down court in a hurry. Right side, Jack Stice. Spin move in the paint. Stice, little folder up and down. Nice move by Jack Stice to the basket. He's got 5 points, and it's a 10-point ball game. Still 4:12 to go in the ball game. You got half of a quarter to go here. Irish need to step it up on defense. Kitchelowski wants to dribble in to the right side, driving lay-in up off no good. It's tipped around and coming down with the basketball is Simon. Outlet pass, Freshel. Irish will push it down the court in a hurry. Freshel behind the back dribble. Picked up defensively by Terrence Pittman. Gives it up top. Left wing. Deeply. Backs out into the corner for three. Go! Off the back. Front of the rim wouldn't go. That one looked good for a minute, but it came up short. The Irish just cannot get these baskets to fall, John.
Foul on the rebound coming from the backside is going to be called, I believe, on Joe Simon. It is. Joe picks up his second foul of the ballgame. Now we're going to march down to the other end and shoot a free throw.
At the free throw line will be the big man, Keon Simonson. He averages 7.2 points per game. He's got 6 points so far tonight. Has not been to the charity stripe in this ballgame. First shot is on the way up, and bank shot off the glass. He banks it in for the free throw.
Second attempt. You know it's going your way.
Second attempt coming here. 11-point lead now with 3:42 to go in the contest. Simonson, second free throw is on the way. It's up. This one is off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Joe, to Sam Dunn. Sam Dunn to the corner. Here's a long three that's short off in front of the rim. Freshel. And the rebound, Kitchelowski. John, the ball just has not dropped here in the second half for the Irish.
No.
The shooting percentage from the field just has to be horrendous. Haven't been able to get it to fall. Maurice Reed with the basketball dribbles into the paint, goes for a driving layup. He will be fouled. He'll be at the line. Reed will be shooting 2 shots. He's already 5 for 5 from the free throw line tonight, and he has 13 points.
Joe Simon with the foul, his third. Team foul number 9 in the second half.
So Maurice Reed steps to the side, to the line to shoot 2. First free throw is up for the left-hander. He hit the front of the rim, and then it crawled over the hoop and dropped in for him. Reed now 6 out of 6 from the line. 14 points. Second free throw for Reed is up. It's good also. He hit a both. Look at the free throw shooting in the second half for Parkview Christian. I think they've only missed 2.
The entire game.
Simon with the basketball. Bounce pass left side. Keithley for 3. Too long. Over the top. Won't drop. And Reed with the rebound. Irish starting to put up a few desperation shots here now and not getting them to fall. Driving lay-in. Up off no good by Maurice Reed. And again, he will be fouled. And we're going to put Reed right back to the line where he has hit 7 for 7 already tonight.
Joe Simon now his fourth foul. That's the second time tonight. Reed tried to go up and dunk the ball. The Irish have knocked him away.
Reed's free throw is up and good. He's now 8 out of 8 from the line. I believe I've got him 16 points now. Second shot coming for the 6'2 senior, Maurice Reed. Shot is up. It's good also. Hit them both. They're making the free throws when they need them here, John, and now they've opened up a 15-point lead, the biggest lead of the ball game for the Patriots, in a game that feels like it was closer than that, John.
It was.
For a while.
For a while, the Irish looked good, even right up to, well, you said that three-pointer, it was going to turn to a four-point play.
That was a big difference maker. Here's a shot from the corner for three that's up and off the rim, won't go. For Dunn and the rebound brought down by Simonson. Kochalowski on the dribble. Kochalowski in the paint, kicks it to the corner, left wing to Reed. Reed dribbles back up to the top of the circle. Now takes it in for a driving layup. He's stripped of the basketball, knocked out of bounds. No foul called. The Irish just tipped the ball away from him.
He is bound and determined to dunk one, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Clock is down to 2:37 to go. Timeout taken by the Irish. 54-39. Sacred Heart down by 15. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and KTMC.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Here at the Bob Devaney Center, 2 minutes 37 seconds left to play in this D2 first-round ballgame. The Sacred Heart Irish down by 15 points, 54-39. In the game being played over at PBA, York is leading Scotts Bluff 59-53 in the fourth quarter. That's in Class B, I believe that is.
Yes.
Remember, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., the Auburn Bulldogs and Omaha Concordia, 10:45, the Johnson Brock Eagles and Maywood Hayes Center. That's what we've got on tap for you tomorrow. Here on Sunny 101.3, hope you'll join us for those broadcasts. Things not looking real good right now for the Irish, John.
No, it's starting to look tough here.
Patriots will inbound it. Maurice Reed will inbound it on the baseline, left side, under his own basket. It's in to Kochalowski. He stumbles, falls down with the seal. Keithley, breakaway, lay-in. Keithley puts it up, doesn't get it, but he's fouled. Keithley will be at the line to shoot two. Terrence Scott, I think, is going to get called there, John.
Yes, his first team foul, number four.
Evan Keithley, a senior, playing his final moments in a Sacred Heart uniform. He's got eight. If he could get a couple here, he could get into double figures. He's a 69% free throw shooter on the season. Free throw is up, and I'm not surprised that it didn't go, John. It's been that kind of a night.
He is a school record holder for the boys. Over 3-pointers made in the season and a career. He's had a heck of a last couple of years for Sacred Heart.
We'll talk more about the seniors on this team when we get into our postgame here tonight. Evan Keithley ready for his second free throw. Looks to the hoop. 2:31 left to play. Free throw was up and good. He got that one. He's got 9 points now in the ballgame. And it's 54-40. The lead is 14. Starting up the floor with the basketball was Terrence Pittman. He will be fouled immediately. Pittman will be at the line. John, he's also hit 4 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. He has 10 points. He's in double figures.
Keithley with the foul. That'll be his third. And now it's double bonus time for Pittman to get 2 free throws here.
Pittman at the line with 2:29 to go in the ballgame. His team up by 14 points. Terrence Pittman. Free throw on the way up. It's good. Man, they have shot lights out from the free throw line tonight. They went 3 for 3 in the first half. I think they've only missed 2 in this whole second half.
And they're 10 for 10 after 3 quarters.
Wow. Pittman's second free throw is up, and it's good. Free throws have been a difference here. Sacred Heart, meanwhile, 1 out of 3 in the second half. 2 of 8 on the game from the free throw line for Sacred Heart. Simon in the corner goes up top to Dunn. Sam Dunn has the ball go off the
Stay front. Close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait.
Basketball. Inbound the fast side. Down to Riley Nelson in the corner. Baseline right side. Nelson. This pass tipped away and stolen with the steal of Terrence Pittman. Pittman driving lay-in up off the glass and good. Pittman got the lay-in. Makes the score 58-40, an 18-point lead with 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. with the basketball is Sam Dunn. He backs it out near the midcourt circle to the left wing deeply. Underneath it goes Simon. Simon has his shot blocked by Simonson. Then a rebound brought down, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Riley Nelson.
Riley will pick up the foul. That will be his second foul of the ball game.
Kachowski will be at the free throw line. He's 0 for 1 from the line, but he has 21 points in the ball game to lead all scorers on the floor here tonight. We're down to a minute 47 to go in the game. It's 58 to 40. This thing getting completely out of hand now. Victor's free throw is up and good. Hit that one. When you look at this final score, it's going to look like the Patriots completely dominated the Irish from the get-go. That's not the case. Sacred Heart led this ball game at halftime by a single point, but it really got away from them in that third quarter. Kaczorowski at the line, second free throw. It's up. This one is off. Dunn had the rebound, had it tipped away. Right for follow shot is put up. Wait a minute. What do we got? Traveling is going to be the call on Bayless.
Freshel back in for Sacred Heart. Also checking back in there to Sean McGinnis for the Patriots. Kaczorowski will sit down with 22 points in the game.
Got him. All right. Into forecourt. With the dribble comes Sam Dunn with the basketball. Gives up to Jack Stice. Stice to the left elbow to Keithley into the corner. Freshel. Again, Stice for three. It's off the front of the rim and went, oh my, over the backboard of all things, John. Hit the rim.
A lot of rim, a lot of give in that rim there.
A lot of times it'll hit the rim, bounce up, and drop through for you. Not tonight. It hits the rim and goes over the backboard out of bounds. All right, into the ball game. Sharon Scott back into the lineup. We getting some subs here for Sacred Heart now.
Got Ryan Nelson back in there.
Okay, Scott will inbound it on the baseline. Inbound the pass to Pittman. Pittman will push it down the court to the left side. Driving underneath the basket, driving, laying up off, no good. That shot put up by McGinnis. Rebound to the Irish. Down court comes Simon. Simon spin move into paint. Wants to go up with a shot. They're going to say he traveled. Falls to the floor. He got triple teamed under the basket when he went down.
Sacred Heart bringing off the bench now. Carson Sells, 5'11 senior. Also checking in, John Krause, a 5'10 senior. Brendan Limeron, a 5'6 freshman to the ball game. Full tab, 5'8 freshman's coming in. I guess that's it.
Seniors getting a standing ovation from the Sacred Heart Irish faithful tonight here at the Devaney Center as these seniors leave the game for their final time. Krause is in the ballgame now, a senior. There's the inbound pass. Comes into McGinnis. Deshaun McGinnis all the way into the corner. Puts it to the baseline right side to Sunderman. Sunderman comes up top to Scott with the dribble. Scott wants a three from the top of the key. Got it. Bill Scott, just a freshman. 5'11", got into the scorebook in the state tournament here in his freshman season. 1 minute to play in the ballgame. With the basketball on the left side is Krause. There's a three from the corner. Baseline left side up off. No good by Cole Taft. Rebound. The other direction comes Sunderman with the ball. Feeds it to the corner. Left side baseline, Scott on the dribble. There's a ball stolen away with the steal. Cole Taft driving, laying up, and off real good. Rebound, put back up. Well, go. What a whistle and a foul. The put back by Carson Sells. Looked like Taft had the sure thing on the lay-in. It wouldn't drop for him. Then Sells got the rebound tight for the putback. He will be fouled. Carson Sells, the senior, at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots here, I believe. First one is up and off. No good. Carson Sells, he'll get a second shot. Good to see Sells and Krause get into the lineup here at the end, John. They're seniors playing in their final ball game for the Irish. Carson Sells. Four subs in now. Here's Noah Hawney into the lineup. Hawney in, replacing McGinnis. Carson Sells wants to get into the scorebook. He's got one more chance here with 37 seconds to go at the free throw line. Sells' free throw is up and off. No good. Couldn't get it. Ball tipped around, and the rebound comes down to the Patriots. Tareem Scott in the forecourt. Scott at the top of the circle. Kicks it to the right side to Miles Cole. Miles Cole goes back up top to Scott. 24 seconds. They can dribble it out here. Not much point in fouling. Down by 22. Is that, oh, my goodness.
Correct.
22 points. Taft with a steal. Here we go. He's going to try it again all the way in. Taft with a driving layup. Got fouled that time. And Cole Taft will get another chance to get in the book here as a freshman. Cole Taft will be at the line to shoot two shots with just 11 seconds to go in the ball game.
Tegart's going to bring in Cooper Canardi, a 6'2 freshman, and also coming in on the break will be Quincy Pulliger, a 5'9 sophomore.
Free throw is up for Taft. He got it. Cole Taft got the free throw. He'll get a second shot here. That makes it 62-41. Substitutes continue to check in. Cole Taft ready for a second free throw attempt for the freshman. It's up and it is good also. He hit them both. Cole Taft with a pair of free throws. He feels better now about missing that free throw or that layup, I'll bet you. There's a three on the way. Scott, that's off the rim. No good. Chased down in the corner by Lemron. Lemron down court. You'll hear the buzzer. There it is. Lemron's shot doesn't go. And that's your ball game. The final score tonight, Parkview Christian, 62, and Sacred Heart, 42. 62-42, your final score in tonight's state tournament ball game here at the Devaney Center. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College post-game scoring recap after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.